You know, I've been thinking.
Well, that would explain the beads of sweat.
WNRC. Heidi Xers, welcome to Market Scope for July 2003. This month we check out Boston's AM dial thanks to Paul Burkhart of Watertown, Massachusetts.
Hello, DX Audio Service subscribers. This is Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts, and I'd like to give you a market scope of the AM and FM radio dial as seen from one of the suburbs, Watertown, Massachusetts, about 7 miles northwest of Boston. This will go from 550 to 1600 kilocycles AM and 88.1 to 107.9 megahertz FM.
And that's the way for us to be spiritually successful.
This is 590 WEZE in Boston. It used to be WEEI many, many years ago. And this is the religious station, WEZE.
Established good growth habits, and when we do, we'll find out what true spiritual success is all about.
The exercise of prayer is hard work.
Go to www.scepterireland.com today. Best car rates to Ireland? Think Scepter. Ever?
This is AM Talk 680 WRKO in Boston, the home of the Rush Limbaugh program, Howie Carr, and other talk shows around the greater Boston area. Again, a little bit of WRKO 680.com.
Call 1-800-221-0924. That's 1-800-221-0924.
Midweek quoted one-way rates based on round-trip purchase, limited availability. All rates based on online purchase. Call service fee of $10 per person will apply using phone center.
You're listening to WRKO, the talk station.
Count me down.
It is the three-ring circus. The games have begun. The Democrats on one side. Universal health care for all. Animal, mineral, or vegetable, it doesn't matter. Step right up and get free health care, whether you're a donkey or a man. Come in, says the ringmaster, Gip Deckhart. Let the games begin. Here we are. Republicans, Democrats, Greens, and all those in...
Dreams of the murals on the blue summer sky. Painted the gavel in my darling's eyes. Capture the dreamer with a thousand thrills.
740 WJIB, Cambridge, Boston.
The old master painter from the faraway hills painted the violets and the daffodils. He put the purple in the twilight haze. Then did a rainbow for the rainy days.
I think it's just, I really do, I don't know if this is Trey or...
790 WSKO Providence.
Yeah, because it's never sort of surfaced with the two of them before, but I agree, I think they'll find a way to work it through. Hey, Mr. Rosen, let me ask you this question. One of the reasons the Contreras thing hasn't been a bigger issue is because the starting pitchers for the Yankees have gone into the season 20 games now, and they haven't lost a single game.
That's... even be more affordable. You'll find these cars and hundreds more priced the same way, all ready for immediate delivery at Duddy Ford, easy to reach Route 9 in Westboro.
Advertised vehicles available as of 4303, similar vehicles available at similar prices.
Hey, this is Chuck Reed. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to keep it right here. There's a great night of music ahead. Everything's going to swing, and you will be the beneficiary thereof. So, keep your radio right here. I'll catch you tomorrow at 3 o'clock right after John Singer on Swing 830 WCRN, the Carter Broadcasting Station. Have a great night. Yeah, you will. The Swing 830 WCRN.
That's WCRN in Worcester, Massachusetts. 50,000 watts day, a little less at night.
When I'm in love with somebody else, you expect me to be true.
Express drop boxes. You'll even find them at select post office locations and at King
Sports Radio 850 WEEI Boston.
And on the subject of choices, FedEx offers all kinds of ways to ship. FedEx Express, FedEx Ground, FedEx International Services, each with its own money-back guarantee. The way we see it, great service, convenient locations, and sensible shipping options are just part of the FedEx package. When we say we're here for you, we really mean it. Want can't-miss shipping? Don't worry, there's a FedEx for that. In Boston, FedEx Express and FedEx Ground. We're at Pac Mail and Associated Mail and Parcel Center stores. See FedEx.com for details of money-back guarantees.
Join the big show with Glenn Hordway, Fritz Merlis, and Steve DiAsi this Friday at the Charlie Horse in West Bridgewater. And get ready for the NFL Draft. The Pats have two picks in the first round, and this is your chance to get up close and personal with the experts to find out what the Pats will do. We'll be giving away prizes all afternoon, including a pair of tickets to this year's Patriots home opener against the New York Jets. That's the big show this Friday at the Charlie Horse, Route 106 in West Bridgewater. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 850 WEEI.
Way back! Way back!
Kersey and Parra brought them to their feet. Keeps them on their feet.
Way back by the Coke bottles. It is gone, a home run. Can you believe it? Johnny Damon brings them...
Here is a little bit of an extra. WCBS 880 in New York City. News Radio 880. As seen and or heard from here in Watertown, Mass.
The information was no good. It should be rescinded. They'd also like to see those responsible taken to task if need be, bring them to court and throw them in jail.
Lawyer for the group Strap Hangers campaign calling for a new round of public hearings to review that fare increase. Manhattan Congressman Gerald Nadler says the increase should be suspended while an independent commission determines whether it's really needed. Sports, Mets 3, Astros 2 in the 7th, Yankees coming up straight ahead. Right now it's 41 degrees and cloudy. I'm Michael Schoen, WCBS News Time, 9:30. This is WCBS New York.
Live from WCBS, this is New York Yankees pregame.
It is against the wall. He makes a catch.
On the radio. What a concept.
Tune in to Chick Chat weekday afternoons at 2 on the Boston Talk Party, AM 890 WBBS.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to...
Masters, weekdays at noon.
WBPS Dedham, the Boston Talk Party.
Doug Steffen.
It has been an enduring mystery from the 1991 Gulf War, where the pilot Michael Scott Spiker survived the downing of his general was taken prisoner. Now CBS News has learned that the CIA Pentagon team...
920 WHJJ Providence.
...has found a cell with the initials MSS scratched on the wall. CBS News...
Raul Caco Melao, Gene Labios Caliente, and Nelson Ortiz, el numero uno, el superstar.
Okay, this is 950 WROL, which is carrying the Spanish version of Red Sox baseball.
Mass mortgage lender, 2366. Service by home mortgage, un batazo de home run.
15 to close at 1466. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick.
This is 980 WCAP Lowell.
Increasingly hard to find, especially in our homes. That's why I want you to...
Which is a talk station.
...their purifier free for 30 days. It uses the same advanced technology as a U.S. submarine fleet.
...available to students who fail MCAS but meet all other local graduation requirements. Those students can enter a state-funded remediation program at community colleges if they pass a test proving they can handle college courses. Page says until the state shows those students are successful, they cannot get federal financial aid. More American deaths in Iraq, this time from an accident. CBS's Bob...
WBZ News Radio 1030 in Boston.
...trying to fire a captured Iraqi weapon to see how it worked when it malfunctioned, killing three of them and injuring...
...no wireless network.
Get your baseball cap here!
Too bad this eager fan hasn't heard. His friend got tickets to the big game.
This is 1080 WTIC Hartford, one of the Red Sox affiliates. It's just past 8 o'clock this evening.
Verizon Wireless Network, chances are his call would have connected and they'd both be cheering from the first baseline by now. That's because Verizon Wireless has American increase.
Don't buy the lies.
Cuyahoga County Commissioner Jimmy DeMora.
This is misrepresentation, misleading information that's being passed.
This might be an extra on the market scope. This is 1100 WTAM Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, use just using scare tactics. Leave on Putney News Radio, WTAM, 1100.
Praise for an Ohio Republican senator from a Democratic
her destination wasn't clear, but I sensed her intentions were honest and sincere.
Okay, this is 1120 WBNW Conk, it's Acton, Mass. It's also simulcast on 1390 WPLM in Plymouth, Massachusetts. So what you're hearing now is what is called Real Country during the evening hours and on the weekends on WBNW. That's also, it's business radio during the daylight hours with the business news. That's why it's called WBNW.
Step out of the
1150 WAMG Boston, which is a big Spanish station. It's Towers in Lexington, which is not very far from here. WAMG. WKOX in Framingham, another Spanish station.
Cook and Wonderful World. Peggy Lee with Fever. Well, they're checking that now at the airport, too. Just ahead, the Glenn Miller Orchestra, acting cold. Vic DeMone, James Taylor, the Everly Brothers, and Vic Dana. Hi, Mike Matthews with another hour of Timeless Classics here.
WJDA is serving up something new. It's the WJDA South Shore Restaurant Show. And you can tune it in every Friday during party line from 11 to 12. I'll be introducing you to great restaurants around the South Shore, interviewing local chefs, tasting scrumptious foods, and taking calls about your favorite places to eat. And every week, you'll have a chance to win the WJDA dinner and a movie package. Just send us your name and address to enter. Email it, fax it, or put a stamp on it, and send it to WJDA Dinner and a Movie, PO Box 690-626 in Quincy, 02269. We'll pick one name at random during Friday's show to win a gift certificate to a local restaurant and free movie passes for two to Patriot Cinemas. The WJDA South Shore Restaurant Show. Tune it in Fridays from 11 to 12 right here on 1300 WJDA. And don't forget to visit our sponsoring restaurants, including the Venetian Restaurant in Weymouth, Jimmy's Broad Street Diner in Weymouth, Reggio Italian Ristorante in Weymouth, and Jamie's Grill and Pub in Braintree, Marshfield, Scituate, and South Plymouth. Have you seen the sun lately? Not the one in the sky, but the one in Quincy. The Quincy Sun, Quincy's hometown weekly newspaper. It's all about Quincy.
WJDA Quincy.
News, social, and community activities. You'll also find the most...
Okay, this is WRCA 1330 in Waltham, another foreign brokerage station. Some Haitians, some Spanish, and BU football whenever they're on. So this is WRCA.
Surgieron lágrimas que dictan su semblanza.
1360 WLYN and Lynn, another foreign brokerage station. AM 1430 WXKS, Everett, Boston. Music of your life.
30 WXKS. With America's best music on your radio, it's Ed Brand with Tony Bennett's Just in Time, Melissa Manchester, Don't Cry Out Loud. And from Sweden, it's ABBA, I Have a Dream. A Swedish healthcare worker might have some good advice for you. If you're having trouble finding a job, you might want to try what she did, negative advertising. Now, Anita Wedberg ran a newspaper ad that read, quote, I want a well-paid job. I have no imagination. I'm antisocial, uncreative, and untalented. Her phone started ringing off the wall. Job offers started pouring in. She's got an interview this week with a company offering a third more money than her current job.
These people run a race. They just stop and do it right in your front yard. And not... What? I ain't talking about it no more. Okay? It's worse than Wrigleyville after a game. It's worse than Wrigleyville after a game, I'm telling you. Back to take your phone.
This is 1510 WWZN Boston, which is the home of the Boston Celtics. They are part of the Sporting News Radio Network, as you will soon find out.
Sports news is coming up in 1 minute in the Sporting News Flash. Have you ever wanted to develop your artistic ability?
The Zone is online.
The internet, that thing's still around.
Log on at 1510thezone.com.
You're surfing like a pro.
Boston's only sports station that's live on the internet. 1510 The Zone.
Looking good at the half. Hello again, everyone. I'm Greg Springer. Here is what's happening.
As you can see, there's no DX between 1510 and 1600 because of the close proximity to WWZN. 1600 is WUNR Brookline, Boston, which is another station that has foreign language programming, Spanish right now, and you never know what's going to come on WUNR. So here is a little taste of 1600.
Money, and that's probably just the tip of the iceberg.
Not to him, though.
That's, think about
people
that.
Were people
were starving.
Well, actually, they found $1 billion, but they're recording 600-some million dollars.
I'd say,
who would? I mean, a couple stacks. Hey, I'm part of
the
good
future.
Shot at. I deserve some extra cash.
Well, let's hope for them it's not counterfeit, then.
Radio station, like with a...
This is 1670 Alston Brighton Free Radio.
You'd be surprised how fast things would change if we... A real frequency. What's 1670 AM?
Well...
Okay, we know
what you're saying. More power.
Okay.
50,000 watts.
But we probably, in that case, couldn't exist as we do.
Why not?
For very long. Because you... We have to compete on a different level.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Mark.
We could get underwriting much better.
Yeah.
Because we're reaching a lot of people.
But we'd have to come up with a different format, I think, too.
And it costs a lot of money to keep something like that going.
Yeah.
So unless you were one of those people who won the $300 million as opposed to the $3
million. Oh, yeah.
Supporting
us. Talking about $3 million, I'd give you
well, sure. If you could keep... Then we could probably... If we had a 50,000-watt station and you could throw us $1 million every year, we might be able to keep doing this. But, boy, you know, power corrupts.
Exactly it.
And y'all have to...
You're listening to AB Free Radio. This is Penelope Sugros, host of Risk Taking Your Life and Your Money. Risk Taking Your Life and Your Money originated on AB Free Radio 2 years ago, and it's its birthplace, but it is now out in the world also being aired on other stations. So you may hear a reference to KFNX, WALE, and WBIX in the course of the program. But our heart is still with AB Free Radio. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to Risk Taking, Your Life and Your Money. For the next hour, Dr. Penelope Sucrose will be delivering clear guidelines for better decision-making in an unpredictable world. Securities and additional investment advisory services offered through W.S. Griffith Securities Incorporated, member NAFD, SIPC, 95 Sawyer Road, Suite 500, Waltham, Massachusetts, 02...
Okay, that concludes the AM side of the market scope for suburban Boston. Now we switch over to side two for the FM section of the market scope.
Thanks, Paul. We'll see you back here next month with a look at Boston's FMs. And Paul, I know you're enjoying your jingle CD. You can get a jingle CD too. Just send us a market scope. I'll send you back a CD of jingles and IDs. So, send your market scope in to me, Phil Wayne, at 1872 Myers Road East. And that's in Marion, Ohio. Zip is 43302-8730. Thanks for all your help. And now, here are the musings from the members.
This is Tim Hendel with a musing about musings. I would like to suggest that we could make the musings briefer. Most of the time, we don't need to give the date, and certainly we don't need to give the local time on a musing that's going to be heard several weeks later on a tape, do we? Changes I would ask the FCC to make. No more AM/FM simulcasting. A limit of 1 year on X-band, regular band simulcasting. Stations in overlapping or adjoining markets that want a simulcast could only do it 12 hours out of the 24, and no more translators, except in very, very remote markets which didn't have enough local radio service, or like, for example, didn't have an NPR station at all, or didn't have a CBS radio station or something. Those would be the changes I would make. Less duplication on the band.
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. Today is Tuesday, June 10th. And if I were director of the FCC, stations would have to give call letters instead of slogans. and I would not have them use IBOC and bring back AM stereo. Thank you.
Hello, DX Audio Service members. Kevin McGill from Madison, Wisconsin. It's about 20 minutes in front of 9 p.m., Tuesday, June the 10th of 03. And the thing that I would do, if I were FCC commissioner or whatever, I think I would standardize one method of AM stereo and allow AM to go back to a little more of the music format and do away with so much news and talk on the AM side of the radio.
Hello, everybody, on the DX Audio Service. This is John German, Elmira Heights, and would like to point out that the opera, the Metropolitan Opera on WHAM, yes, it's true, they were sponsored by Texaco for over 60-some-odd years. Matter of fact, the first one was December 7th, 1940, when they did Marriage of Figaro. But I believe it's still going to be on the air, but I'm not sure if Texaco is officially going to be sponsoring or what the full story is on that. Briefly, in 1 minute, if I were to change radio, get rid of Fox, ESPN, and programs like that, we need our ABC, NBC, CBS, and Mutual. That's what we use for AM.
Hi, it's Kevin McGill from Madison, Wisconsin. Somebody wanted to know out there if anybody had ever taken a car radio out and actually DX'd with it as a standard radio. I don't know if anybody that's, you know, personally that's done that, but I have heard of it being done. And in response to the question, are FM car radios as good as portables? At least that's how I understood the question. It's been my experience that in some cases car radios have actually been better than the portable, of course, depending on the car and depending on the radio they're using in it.
Hello, fellow DXs. This is Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, what I would do if I were in charge of the FCC, for one thing, I'd stop the shock radio and all the bad language that's going on in the air that shouldn't be, and would set better examples, and I would give radio back more to the people that buy a radio and listen to it. I would like to have more open requests played and things like that, and put it back in the hands of the people and more personality and so on and so forth. Now, up here, the station in Cambridge has gone to 107.5 from 92.9. That'll give them better coverage. In Toronto, there's been another format change. CHFI 98.1 is going to a harder rock format. And I just found out tonight that Omni One has bought a TV station, CFNT.
What's on your mind? Do you have some comments to make? Call the DX Audio Service Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Well, it's time now to give away a prize to somebody who happens to know their music. Here are the songs that we had on the last issue of the DX Audio Service that we asked you to give us the title and the artist. Are you ready? Here they are again.
The Name Game.
Hell, what?
Okay, those are the songs. Now let's see if we can get a winner here. Let's go down the list. Number one was The Name Game, Shirley Ellis. Number two, I Need Your Love by Don Gardner and Dee Dee Ford. Number three is Big Man in Town, The Four Seasons. Number four, Have You Seen Her, The Shy Lights. Number five, I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman by Whistling Jack Smith. Number six, Touch of Grey by The Grateful Dead. Number seven, Since You've Been Gone by Aretha Franklin. Number eight, Soulful Strut, Young Holt Unlimited. Number nine, You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio, Joni Mitchell. Number 10, Song on the Radio by Al Stewart. Number 11, Life is a Rock, But the Radio Rolled Me by Reunion. And number 12, The Radio by Dr. Hook. All right, we had a total of 30 entries.
And of those, we have five that got a complete score here. So let's go through and mix all these up. And I'm going to draw, let's see, from the bottom. And this one here. And our winner is Paul Burkhardt of Watertown, Massachusetts. Congratulations, Paul. And I guess you must know your music because you did a market scope and you know your radio. How about that? We'll have another contest coming up on our next edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll figure out something we can give away, probably around convention time. But speaking of giving something away, well, actually, it's going to cost you a little bit. If you're going to be attending the National Radio Club Convention, and if you're one of those people who like listening to jingles, listen to this auction item.
From the Fun and Games Department of the National Radio Club, perhaps the most unique NRC auction item ever. You probably know that Dallas is the home of the radio jingle. Since the 1950s, the creative talents of our composers, musicians, and singers have been heard on the radio worldwide. Thanks to our friends at TM Century here in Dallas, the DX Audio Service and WNRC got new jingles just last year. And this year, the folks at TM Century have done it again. You know the jingle that introduces the DX Audio Service?
DX Audio Service, National Radio Club.
How would you like to have one of your very own?
We'll sing your name here, National Radio Club.
That's right. At this year's National Radio Club auction, you can bid on your very own TM Century jingle. The real singers, the real track, the real thing. Your very own TM Century jingle. And you heard it right. We will sing your name here.
Johnny Callen, longtime member, National Radio Club.
To achieve musical immortality, all you have to do is come to this year's NRC convention and place your bid at the auction. We'll have convention details later this tape. Or look online at www.nrcdxas.org. The NRC Convention Auction. Just part of the fun at NRC 2003 Big D. This year's National Radio Club Convention.
National Radio Club!
On this month's Page Watch, I had to change my script at the last minute because I received this fantastic little flyer from a company, and they've got a lot of neat radios in here. The company is Amateur Electronics Supply, which I've bought some ham equipment from in the past, out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Let me just touch on some of the radios that they have here. They're kind of neat. The Sony ICF SW35. It's an AM-FM stereo and shortwave, 2.25 megahertz to 26 megahertz. Comes with headphones, 50 presets, digital tuning, memory scan, clock with alarm, timer, dial illumination, 2.5-inch speaker, earphone jack, and it measures 6.7 inches wide by 4.5 high by 1.4 deep, 16 ounces, and the cost is $89.99. If you'd like a different style radio with the controls on the right-hand side, kind of like the Sony 2010 has, they have the ICF SW7600GR. This is versatile with stereo FM reception and access to all AM, long wave, medium wave, and shortwave stations around the world. Popular is the SSB mode for reception of amateur and commercial SSB stations. The size of it is 7.125 inches, that's so it's 7 1/8 inches wide by 4 5/8 high, and 1 1/4 deep, and it weighs 1.4 pounds. Sony ICF SW7600GR, it costs $179.99. They also have the ICF SW40, which appears to be a smaller radio. It covers long wave, AM, shortwave, 3850 kilohertz to 26.1 megahertz and 76 to 108 megahertz FM. FM stereo to headphones, PLL synthesized, analog and digital tuning. It has 20 station presets, built-in clock, and dual standby. I'm not sure exactly what dual standby is, maybe the battery. The size of the radio is 6.75 inches wide by 4.25 high and 1.6 inches deep. It weighs 15 ounces. Now, if you remember, we talked about the Grundig radios. Well, they have the Grundig Yachtboy 400P AM-FM shortwave radio, digital dual superhet. It's 1.711 to 30 megahertz coverage, includes SSB mode with fine-tuning control, FM stereo with headphones, 40 random presets, direct frequency entry, manual and auto-tuning, built-in antenna and supplementary SW antenna, that's shortwave antenna, also a shortwave antenna jack, LCD shows frequency, time, and more, dual 24-hour clocks with alarm and sleep timer functions, battery-operated, or includes an AC adapter. It's kind of funny the way they worded that ad. Anyways, the Yachtboy 400P is $149.99. And jumping down to the end of the list, looks like they're trying to capitalize on the internet with the eTrav 7. And that's a Roman numeral 7. eTraveler Digital Radio. It's only 4.5 by 2.56 by 0.87 inches, and it weighs 5.3. Sleek, designed to fit the pocket, briefcase, or purse. Titanium color with black accents combined with rich rubberized side panels. Super dual conversion, super heterodyne circuitry for optimal sensitivity and selectivity. It covers FM 87.5 to 108 megahertz, medium wave 530 to 1710 kilohertz, and shortwave 2 to 30 megahertz, continuous coverage. Modes are AM, FM stereo with earphones, up and down digital controls with auto scan and manual tuning, 30 memories with scan, 12 and 24 hour pre-selectable clock, alarm and sleep timer, built-in telescopic antenna for FM and shortwave, and ferrite bar for AM. It includes a carrying pouch. It's powered by two AA batteries. Shortwave listening guide is included, and this radio only costs $79.99. So there you have it, some deals from our friends at AES, and if you'd like to get in touch with them, it's Amateur Electronics Supply, 5710 West Good Hope Road in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53223. Their telephone number is 1-800-558-0411, and on the web, they're at www.aeshm.com, and if you do talk to them or buy a radio from them, be sure to mention that you heard about it right here on the DX Audio Service. It was just over a month ago that the Federal Communications Commission made that historic vote, and it was just over a month ago that Hugh Downs visited his home city, back for a high school reunion. This article appeared in the Lima News for June 2, 2003, titled, Downs Still Has Plenty to Say. Although he's no longer paid for it, Hugh Downs couldn't resist a little commentary on Tuesday afternoon. After emceeing his 65th Shawnee High School class reunion, the Emmy Award-winning broadcaster still has plenty to say, especially about his own business. Appalling, Downs said about Monday's Federal Communications Commission ruling, easing rules governing ownership of newspapers, television, and radio stations. The changes allow companies to own TV stations reaching nearly half the nation's viewers, and to own newspapers and TV and radio stations in the same city, according to the Associated Press. Critics are already challenging the changes, saying that they'll lead to a few giant companies in control of the media. Downs, 82, who used to offer commentaries as part of his hosting duties on ABC's News Magazine 2020, was quick to agree. Downs said he ended his career partially because network lawyers had begun nitpicking his words while on the air. It's not good for the public, which has trouble enough getting unbiased news, Downs said. Clear Channel, which controls 1,200 radio stations across the country, provided a recent example of how large companies control what information people receive, Downs said. No matter what you think about the Dixie Chicks, a giant radio corporation, Clear Channel, banned them after the band made anti-war statements, Downs said. Imagine a merger between AOL and Disney, and pretty soon there would be a big sign over the Capitol building, and then you would get what these giants want you to hear. Downs' family moved to Lima when he was 2 years old. An Army veteran of World War II, Downs started broadcasting in Lima at WLOK. He logged a 64-year career in broadcasting, hosting The Tonight Show, The Today Show, and 2020. Downs retired in 1999 and now splits his time between Arizona and New York. These days, Downs is writing more books, lecturing, and giving speeches. His latest book, Letters to a Great-Grandson, will be released in the fall. The book is for the public as well as his own great-grandson. What I wouldn't give for a document like that from my great-grandfather or my grandfather, Down said. In the May 28, 2003, Shop Talk magazine was an article titled Fading U.S. Radio, a Cautionary Tale. Consolidation of the American radio industry has left airwaves bland and lackluster, writes Andrew Ferguson. In the United States, the 1996 Telecommunication Act relaxes rules limiting ownership in the radio industry, leading to fewer companies owning more stations. On June 2nd, the Federal Communications Commission will almost certainly grant a similar break for the U.S. television industry. The effect of the 1996 Act on radio was the seed of a local control to distant, unresponsive owner with only the most tenuous ties to the community that they serve. What's happened to radio can serve as a cautionary tale for the rest of the media that uses the public airwaves, says Jenny Toomey, executive director of the Washington-based advocacy group Future of Music. In fact, what's happened to radio can be summed up in a single word, consolidation. The U.S. radio industry was a creation of the 1934 Communications Act, which was written to ensure localism and diversity of content. Since 1996, consolidation has moved the industry in the opposite direction. Two companies, Viacom and Clear Channel, now control markets covering half of America's radio listeners. Clear Channel has gone from owning 40 stations before 1996 to more than 1,200 today. The situation is more severe in smaller markets. Toomey claims the largest four firms in most small markets control 90% of the market share or more. Deregulation advocates say consolidation does indeed foster greater experimentation and diversity. They cite economic theories proving that this must be so. And sure enough, according to a study by Bear Stearns, the number of core formats used by radio stations has risen by 7% since 1996. As Clear Channel's chief executive Lowry Mays put it in a congressional testimony earlier this year, quote, owners with several stations are better able to diversify their programming to serve the varieties of demographics that are present in the market, unquote. So goes this theory anyway. But this claim by the industry is deceptive. An ingeniously constructed study of industry data by Futures of Music demonstrates that many formats share nearly identical playlists, so that two stations with supposedly different formats will in practice be broadcasting indistinguishable content. The diversity is an illusion. Conspiracy theorists mutter that the public airwaves are falling prey to a cabal of corporate villains intent on manipulating the flow of news and ideas. But the real problem with consolidation isn't mind control, it's mediocrity. In maximizing profits, large corporations lower standards to the most easily accepted and hence least interesting quality of content. As the consequence, a terrible blandness has crept into American radio. Many music genres, classical, jazz, are disappearing from the airwaves, as this public source is placed under the control of a handful of broadcasters. In the larger media world, bristling with satellite programming and round-the-clock cable and downloadable junk of the internet, radio is small potatoes. Nationwide, radio gets under 10% of every ad dollar. Yet it retains an importance out of proportion to its commercial muscle. Being highly mobile and nearly ubiquitous, following us from living room to car to shopping center, radio is woven into people's lives in a way that is matched by no other electronic medium. And its appeal has traditionally been local. A homegrown radio station binds a community together, as a good newspaper does. Its loss to a distant and out-of-touch proprietor may have unforeseen consequences. Recently, in the AM and NRCDXAS.org list, I think it was Pat Martin that posted this, an article titled, A Petition for a Low-Power Community Radio Service in the AM Expanded Band. Pat writes,
Here's something very interesting from the Society of Broadcast Engineers, SBE Chapter 48 newsletter. Fred Baumgartner is very active with the SBE. In fact, he has administered all three of my SBE certification exams. It appears that the SBE Chapter 48 news site has unrestricted access. Give it a try at www.smpte-sbe48.org/news.asp and tab down to a story which is titled A Petition for a Low Power Community Radio Service in the AM Expanded Band. This suggests that the neighborhoods and community broadcasters' voices may be the most genuine broadcasters. Fred Baumgartner, a longtime broadcast engineer, proposes a low power service in the AM expanded band portion. Fred indicates that the proposal is based on a series of inputs from various groups, engineers, and individuals, and his best effort to find the middle ground. The proposal is for a service with as much as 100 watts on the 10 AM channels from 1610 to 1700 kHz. The petition asks for an easy and affordable application process based on simple mileage separations and asks for strict rules for use to guarantee that the spectrum granted is used to the community's best interest, and avoids the issues and distractions that have surrounded previously low-power services. The choice of the expanded band is the perfect location for low-power community service, as receivers are available, and the potential for interference at the requested power and antenna limitations is nearly nothing. No other spectrum offers the same opportunity. If adopted, the tender would create a spectrum grant where a typical community might have as many as 6 licensees sharing time on 3 frequencies, covering a few miles. The proposed service is constructed with minimum and maximum hours of operation. That's all but requires 2 broadcasters to share a frequency, facilitating diversity. The rules also prohibit the ownership of more than 1 station, preventing a range of potential abuses. The petition provides heavy protection for full-power extended band broadcasters, but no protection for one LPAM broadcaster and another. The tender encourages the sharing of facilities, frequencies, and resources in a community. Rather than an involved technical application process, the proposal defines maximum antenna size and requires type-accepted transmitters with integral limits on out-of-band admissions, frequency, and power level. This process is designed to allow applications for a license without the expense of consulting engineers or other unnecessary technical complexities. The scheme permits LPAM, low-power AM broadcasters, to support their operations with the sale of commercial time and underwriting, but puts limits on automation, network, and out-of-market content, as well as hours of operation. The LPAM-AM proposal requires hands-on broadcasting. The petitioner believes that if an LPAM service is granted with the suggested rules of use, a plethora of community stations will take to the air, and a valuable gap in broadcasting, truly neighborhood and community broadcasting, will be fulfilled. Community radio has been a contentious topic for some time. Broadcasters fear interference and competition from any serious service. Part 15 operations at very low powers is inadequate to serve the real public need. Without a legitimate means of broadcasting, pirates take to the air with self-justification. Low-power FM has been authorized. However, the rules of use often have made the existing services largely impractical and inaccessible to the people who would best be served and served by a neighborhood radio station. LPFM technical requirements make getting a license a lengthy and expensive process beyond the resources and knowledge base of those not already involved in commercial broadcasting. Further, the current FCC policy often permits enterprises to apply for multiple licenses, blocking out the very potential broadcasters the service was designed to support. In some cases, applicants even vie to assemble a series of low-power facilities, in effect creating a full power-like service. FCC regulations also serve to inhibit fundraising and discourage sharing of frequencies, live operations, and limited time operation. LPAM in the expanded band proposes to provide the missing neighborhood-owned and operated community-centered broadcast service.
From the National Radio Club, this is the DX Audio Service.
And from Cowboy Bill Hale in Fort Worth, Texas, just south of the Crum and west of NRC 2003 in Big D, he writes to us and says, we're just finding out about some problems with the Holiday Inn reservation system locally. It seems that they don't staff the 800 number during times other than during the day, which means that if you call when they're on night pattern, you either get the runaround or have to call the regular number at area code 972-399-1010. But don't give up. If you encounter trouble trying to book a reservation for the convention, give it another try. Call the 800 number during the daytime when they're on day pattern, say before 6 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Otherwise, you get switched over to the National Holiday Inn number, and they don't have a clue what's going on outside their cubicle. Now, if you have any trouble, call Wally at area code 214-977-6260, or you can call me at area code 972-534-3262. And if I don't happen to catch your call, please leave voicemail, and I'll return your call as soon as possible. Also, the 10th annual Madison, Wisconsin get-together is coming up, and that is a get-together for DXers and radio enthusiasts. So it will be held on Saturday, August 16th, beginning at 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time. This year's hosts are National Radio Club members Bill and Nina Dvorak at 501 Algoma Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53704-4812. And their telephone number is area code 608-244-5497. This is an all-band event that last year drew about 26 DXers, including six from the National Radio Club. For more information, email Bill at dxerak@aol.com and include Madison DX GTG in the subject line. Or you can call the telephone number, which I just mentioned. Well, this little ditty that's as pretty as a kitty means it's time for us to get and go. We're a little over time on this edition of the DX Audio Service. So we'll just say 73, good DX, and get out and support radio. See you in less than 30 days.